Good morning. A cold, raw, wet start to the day for early June across interior New York and New England, with a wave of low pressure tracking through southern Canada, teaming up with another low south of Long Island. The steadiest rain will continue to move through New England this morning, while showers will become more scattered in nature across New York and eventually New England as we get through the early to mid-morning hours, and everyone will have cloudy skies, a chilly, damp breeze, and scattered showers through the afternoon. With the extensive cloud cover and occasional showers, temperatures will be much cooler than average, with a lot of places staying in the 50s for afternoon highs. Some locations may see some hints of sunshine or at least a few bright spots, taking us into the lower and middle 60s. Either way, it looks like the steadiest rain will wind down this morning, but still some scattered showers persisting into the night tonight as temperatures drop back to around 50 degrees. This will set us up for another unsettled day tomorrow, although with less rain. The upper level portion of this storm will start to pivot in and through the region as we head toward the middle of the week. The result will be mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday with scattered showers and high temperatures managing to reach the mid-60s. Even fewer showers on Wednesday, but still the risk of a little bit of wet weather. Otherwise, just remaining cool with a little bit more in the way of sunshine mixed with plenty of clouds, highs in the mid-60s. High pressure will build in for the latter stages of the week. Still the risk of a shower, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds bouncing into the lower 70s on Thursday, and with partly sunny skies, upper 70s on Friday. Another disturbance will head our way for the upcoming weekend, and it looks like scattered showers and storms are in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday, but high temperatures will remain in the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the low-pressure system responsible for a prolonged period of widespread rain and flooding over portions of the mid-Atlantic will pull away from the region today. Rain will come to an end, but flooding in rivers and streams will likely persist over the next few days as flood warnings remain in effect for many streams, creeks, and rivers in Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. Out west, severe thunderstorms will be possible over portions of West Texas and eastern New Mexico, including the Red River Valley, as a return to moisture in the southern Rockies will interact with upper-level energy sliding out of the Four Corners region. Numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop today as a result with heavy rainfall, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted the southern plains of Oklahoma and Texas surrounding the Red River with a marginal risk of severe storms, primarily large hail and gusty winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 36 degrees, a south wind at 36 gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and fog, 49 degrees, the dew point 45, 86% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Provo, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-60s, Boston cloudy, breezy, and cool with rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 67, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 22 hundredths of an inch for the month, that's 17 hundredths below normal, and 14.56 inches for the year, which is 61 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 53. The record high 97 set in 1919, and the record low 36 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening 8:29 p.m., 15 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with scattered showers today, highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight with lows near 50. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy and cool with showers today, also fog and drizzle, highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cool with showers today, also fog and drizzle, and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and cool with showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight and lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, a few scattered showers in the lower 60s. Partly sunny Wednesday, still the risk of a shower, but mostly dry, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, lower 70s. Partly sunny on Friday, upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms possible both Saturday and Sunday, and high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.